All right, we'll call to order this City of Berkeley Lake Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for July 8th, 2025. It is 7:15. First item is approval or changes to the agenda. Do I hear any? Any changes?
No changes.
All right. Do I hear a motion to just approve the agenda as it is?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next on the list, approval of minutes from June 10th. Has everyone had a chance to go through those?
Yes.
I did. They look good. Any changes? Any amendments? Motion?
Motion to approve minutes.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. There being no old business, we'll move on to new business. Planning and zoning variance 25-06, 334 Lakeshore Drive. Variance to section 78-89G is in golf. And section 78-141 to allow expansion and modification of a non-conforming boathouse. Andy, you have some words to say. Is there anything that's not on the paperwork that you would like to say?
Yeah, to run through the story.
If it's all in there already, you know, you don't have to repeat anything that's in there, but if you have anything that's not, that you haven't given us.
It's probably just a repeat of what's in there.
Okay. Well, if you would, in case we have some questions for you, just step up and step up to the mic here right now and just give us your name and address.
I'm Andy Anderson, 334 Lakeshore Drive.
All right. Has everybody had a chance? Do you want to hear his story, or has everyone had a chance to go through it so far?
I'm fine with it. I just have a question.
Okay.
And it goes like this. The contractor recommends the 2-foot wide deck space on that. Do you know why?
Yeah, for structural support.
So rigidity on that side?
Correct.
Because right now it just looks like a
yes.
That can fall.
Right. Yeah, what I learned in that process is they recommend what they call fingers, the walkways, to be 2 foot wide at least on both sides.
And is it going to, are there going to be new pier foundations or just rebuilt on top of what's there?
It's going to be new posts, so.
All the way through?
Yes.
Who recommends? You said 2 feet was recommended. Is there some requirement for that, or is it just a recommendation?
That's just recommended by the Lighthouse Marine, the contractor that I talked to about building the dock.
I have some questions, but anybody else have some?
And, well, just one last, just confirmation that I read correctly that you're actually lowering the new roof to within the 14-foot maximum height.
Right.
Did everybody get the supplemental email with the dimensions that I had asked for?
I did.
And I actually put that out at your...
Right.
Spots as well, okay. Just for reference.
Okay. I'm just asking some questions to see where you're coming from on this. So what's keeping you from moving it? I'm not saying you should, and I'm not saying I would, but what's keeping you from moving it 12 and a half feet to be conforming?
We could do that. We prefer it where it is for our view from the house to the lake.
Okay. Anything else? I mean, what would it do to the cost, or what would it do to your existing dock that's over on the other side, or what? Explain to me the other considerations.
I haven't checked on the cost for that. I assume it would be more, because I approached this as a repair, and that's how I approached the contractor, as a repair. If I went for new construction, I'm assuming that would be a bigger dollar, but I haven't quoted that.
But you're redoing... Is there anything on there that isn't getting rebuilt? I mean, all the roof is getting rebuilt or just being added onto?
The roof has to be removed in order for the poles to be driven in.
Okay.
And then there will be a new roof that goes on, but some of the decking that's there I think would stay.
Okay.
Which decking? The only decking I see is the only decking that I've seen that would remain would be perhaps, what was it, some of the end of the boat.
Yeah, it's like 5 foot by 15 foot on the side there.
Okay. That's if you had to relocate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have been historically really hesitant to allow any kind of expansion of something that's non-conforming.
Right.
Right. So usually we ask for some kind of give back, something that's done. So lowering it from 14 feet, 10 inches to 14 feet is, that's not nothing. I mean, that is something. That is a concession that makes it a little bit easier. But we've had two other dock on the property line situations where we denied both,
mm-hmm.
For just wanting to, in both cases, raise the roof inches, 18 inches in one case, I think 13 inches in another. But because it was right on the property line, we said, you know, the hard thing there is whatever bit of view you're impacting for somebody else, it's, you're making it a little bit worse to increase it. So we have really shown no tolerance for expanding something that's already non-conforming and making it more non-conforming unless there was some give and take in that. So I asked you about why you couldn't move at 12 and a half. So what can you give us? What would it mean to move the whole boathouse 3 feet away from the property line, keeping it aligned exactly as it is? Is that an additional hardship on you? As I look at the picture, wouldn't it really impact your view of the lake, I don't think?
I can look into that. I don't know the answer right at this moment.
I mean, is it, you guys see where I'm going with this? I mean, it is on the property line, and we typically do not allow the expansion I'm talking about is going from 22 feet to 25, or 20 feet to 25 feet.
The other thing I would say about that is, due to the shape of the shoreline, it does dip in at my house. So if I expand it out to even 25 feet, if you're coming past 326 and the next house, both of those already jut further into the lake than that. So mine would still be set back more than those. So
okay.
If you're making your loop around the Whale's Hill, mine is still well within those two.
The point I was addressing more than sticking out, though, is just the view.
Mm-hmm.
The more, being right on the property line, the farther yours sticks out, the more it would interrupt a view, whether it's from the road looking between the homes or from your neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm. I've spoken with my neighbor at 326, and they offered to come here and speak on my behalf because they're absolutely fine with it. I don't think that their view is impacted at all by it, looking at their house and speaking with them. But I'm trying to imagine what view would be impacted by it. I can't think of one, because I don't think you can even see it from the road.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much between the homes right now, if you're looking from the lake direction. That's what it looks like to me. I don't personally think that the cost differential would be substantial if you moved it, you know, 3 feet, if you're looking from the lake to the left, but I don't think you get anything for it either, in practical terms is what I think.
I think it may double the cost of the project.
I mean, what is he leaving?
It's
basically all going.
If you had to move this whole, if I understand correctly, the question, if you had to move the whole thing 3 feet over this way,
if you were to
put new pier foundations along this side, and that's where the cost will be, the installation of the pier foundations.
So the plan is to reuse those?
I think on this side, right?
Right.
Yeah, these will be reused on this side.
So the posts will be replaced, the foundations in the water would be reused?
Yeah.
So is there a foundation here in addition to the posts going down?
No, it's just the posts going down, but I'm talking about this section,
right.
A little 15-foot
section. But is there some other foundation there along that? You know, the side of the boathouse?
Just piers underneath that
Yeah.
The side dock.
And that goes down to the lake bottom then?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And into the lake.
Yeah, I mean, then that would add. Yeah. But either way, I mean, I don't.
What do they mean?
For me, it's not a problem because I think it
is. I believe.
Okay.
I don't think that you can reuse those piers because it's going from 19 feet to 22 feet.
Mm.
So.
Well, let me understand that correctly. This side here just goes out or
further?
Further?
That side goes
out into the lake a
little further. Into the lake a little further, yeah.
But it must be being moved also. A foot.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to understand what you're asking.
These poles on this side.
I'm coming.
Come on. These poles on this side, they're not going to be in the exact same place.
No, they're not.
They've got to move this way a foot.
They do have to move that way. That's correct.
Okay.
Because we're adding the 2-foot walkway.
Right.
So they'll actually be moving 2 to 3 feet that way.
Right. So that's what I was trying to get at. If rebuilding it like you're going to do or moving it a foot or two or whatever, to me the cost should be the same. I don't see how you're going to be reusing anything that's there.
I haven't looked into it. What I was talking about is this section over here.
Right.
There's piers underneath that.
Okay.
So I don't know how
the deck outside the boathouse.
Yeah, I don't know how that...
Which section?
When you shift over, so if the piers under that have to be redone
19, right?
Because
it's
smaller.
Here to here.
Yeah, and it's going to
go 3 feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to move 3 feet to the,
right.
to the left to go from 19 to 22. Right.
And what's the possibility, and it might perhaps reduce your cost, if you were simply to repair what you had? How much clear space do you have right now? 17 feet inside the dock and a 2-foot walkway?
That sounds right.
So what you're proposing is a second walkway and gain one additional foot in width. That's
right.
Okay. And some extension.
Right. Make exactly.
Okay.
But the superstructure has to be repaired because it's leaning.
Yeah.
I mean, it was leaning years ago. I went there. John Evans asked me to come there and see what we could do about it.
Right.
There's not much you can do without putting the cable into the lake or something to pull it back.
I did look into that as well, and I talked to a couple of general contractor type people, not boathouse builders, but I didn't come across anyone who felt like they could actually accomplish it. And then once I engaged with the boathouse guys, the lighthouse marine guys, they said, well, these are too small. These posts are too small. You have to put in bigger posts because those are like 4x4, and we're going to do 4x6s. And I think that the walkway not supporting that as well is the other aspect of the lean. So.
So the walkway can't be cantilevered? So you don't have post on the outside edge?
I don't know the answer to that.
Which walkway?
Well, he wants to add the 2-foot walkway.
Oh,
there is one on the other side, so I mean, I think they're identical.
But that 2 feet walkway is further into the property, right?
Yeah.
The outside line isn't moving, right? Okay. All I'm trying to do, you guys, is in the interest of consistency, I'm trying to come to a solution that I think sort of sets this one apart from the two that we said no to.
Well, there is one fundamental difference between the other two, this one. And it's basically the intent and motivation is repair. It's not like improving airflow underneath. It's not to allow for a larger boat in. Let me actually ask the question, Andy, to make sure that I'm not putting words. Had it not been leaning, would you even be here in front of us?
No. I'd probably let it go if it was not leaning. But as I began looking into the repair, first of all, I came across a code that said you got to keep your docks in good repair. And I'd been asked by several neighbors, hey, what are you going to do about this leaning dock? Hey, have you noticed it's leaning? Hey, you know, I heard that a lot. So then in looking into the repair, I realized that the boat that I have, the floor is rotting on it because it's getting rained on in there. And I'd been thinking about replacing that floor, and I thought, hey, if I'm going to repair this dock, I just won't make it long enough that I'm not ruining my boat anymore. So that's how we got into the adding the length thing. Otherwise, it would have kept the same footprint.
Yeah, I think the one thing, though, what you were saying, Dan, earlier, is that since this is actually lowering the roof line, if anything, it's creating less of a visual blocking than it did before, and that's different to the other cases.
That's right. That one was raised.
Yeah.
The roof line.
Yeah. No, I said it's. I agree, but that's not nothing.
Extending it effectively, lowering it and extending it might cancel out.
Yeah, I think the lowering is more important than the extending because it's, if you're looking at it from either the road or the lake, it's right. The same profile that you're looking at, whether it's, you know, a couple of feet longer or not.
And you can't see it from the road.
Yeah, I can't imagine who it's going to affect the view of, honestly.
Okay.
Are the posts on the side farthest from the property line? Not the ones that are on the line, but the ones that are farthest from the property line. Are those posts leaning?
I don't see them leaning as much, but they are leaning some.
It'd be hard for them not to.
Yeah.
The structure, yeah. Roof would keep that from being.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's in the water is going one way, and then the post is trying to keep up with it. But the whole idea, to me, the whole idea of having a roof perched like this one is, begs the question about it. Since the posts aren't all the way into the ground, they're really sitting on something that allows them to rock. The only thing that's keeping them from rocking very much are those sway braces that you have near the top.
Mm-hmm. Or they're broken. Or they've broken. They yeah. could be broken and
yeah,
be
cleaning. But if
this burns,
if you were to
that fell because it was not connected.
Pardon me.
So Dave, years ago, a boathouse that was built but was not securely fastened to the piers underneath.
Yeah.
When it started a heavy wind. The shift. Actually, it was weights of people in the inside screen.
You mean my next door neighbor?
Your next door neighbor.
didn't the column fail on that?
It failed because there was nothing, you know, connecting the two. Basic statics problem. I
mean, there was no concrete in the shoot.
That's
just
right.
Rebar.
Yeah.
That's right. So the column failed.
Yeah.
And Rodney's boat was the only thing that saved the people that were on the dock, I think.
We only lost one dessert, and I think my ankle stopped acting up.
Where I was going with this was...
Yeah, I think this is structurally... I mean, he's had a professional design on this, so I think it's structurally going to be sound, I think. And that's,
when
I don't
sound.
Know that that's really our
yeah.
issue.
My point is... If it stays like this, unimproved, one day it's going to blow down.
Yes.
It's just a matter of when, not if.
Yeah.
Because the design is, the posts just aren't vertical. They can't be because they're sitting on top of piers. If it was a post that was driven into the ground, you wouldn't have this problem.
I think that this project is an improvement to the existing condition from all aspects. Whether it's neighbors or not so close neighbors, the only issue that we have here is that for consistency, are we about to approve something that we have not approved for others? I don't think so, because I think that there's no request for you know, adding height or visual impact from either side. So for me, this is fine.
I would say that it's better than it was. And what would happen, and I don't know the answer, what would happen if this was blown down? Would we grant a request to rebuild it in place?
That's an interesting question. I've been trying to stay reasonably quiet on this one. Because in Rand as well, we're like the only two boathouses that are grandfathered in. And if something happened to my boathouse, for example, tree went through it, if it was a minor, if it brushed up against it, I could repair it. But if it required something significant, I would have to be in front of here asking for a variance to rebuild it.
And you know how I would vote.
Just really know. I know that.
Well, it's not a repair at this point. We're talking about a replacement.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, if this were knocked down or if he were coming in and saying, I want to build this, there's no doubt in my mind the answer would be no.
In that location, yeah.
In that location. Yeah. We would make you build it probably at least 10 feet from the property line, every bit of it. Mm-hmm. And that's effectively what's happening by this level of repair that's required on this. So
the only problem is to do this level of repair requires removing the roof.
Well, I know, but that I don't see that changes anything.
I agree with your logic there.
What would the requirement be if the boathouse were to be simply repaired in place, even if that required disassembly, so that you could do it over and build everything back the way it was without the 3-foot width extension? Is that something that's acceptable, or
he could fix it right where it is?
Yeah, the way it is now. Yeah, it doesn't change any dimensions. Would be the need of variance.
But when you have to replace the whole thing, it really becomes like you're walking in here asking for a variance to build it close to the within the 12.5-foot side.
If the repair required the removal of a roof, would that be a repair if it was rebuilt the same way?
We used to have a percent, but we talked about that a couple of meetings ago. We don't have that anymore, do we?
We have a percentage for somebody that has, kind of what you were talking about a minute ago, an act of God or some kind of natural disaster that wipes out your boathouse. You're allowed to rebuild. For accessory structures, it's 25% of the floor area or 25% of the replacement cost. In this case, we're having a philosophical argument, I think, right now. His boathouse is not destroyed. He has been approached about when are you going to fix it. It looks unsightly. It looks like it's falling into disrepair because it's, you know, slanted. So he's trying to improve the aesthetic of that, make it look like it's being well maintained. It's still functional, besides the fact that your boat floor is rotting. But it hasn't been wiped out to the point where he's coming back and asking that. Now, in that case, he would need a variance. Like, if you had an act up to 25% for an accessory structure, you can repair, replace in its current location. So that's not much of the, you know, that's a small percentage of the area. But obviously, anybody can come to you all and ask for the variance. I mean, we've had other situations where people have come to reuse an existing foundation for a house, to build a new house in the same footprint as a house that was torn down. That's been a variance request since I've been back in the last 5 years, and that was a whole house. So, you know, I mean, that's the point of your role. The replacement of a non-conforming structure in the event of a disaster is an administrative approval under that percentage threshold. If it exceeds that, then that's typically when it would land in your laps. And so I think it's the same process either way. Folks can come to you and say, this is what I had. You could say, hey, if it's a total replacement, we're going to make you move it. In this case, it's sort of out in front of the the thing falling into the lake, which who knows how long that would take for it to do that. Like I said, he could go on for who knows how long with it in its current condition. So to whoever said it, both of you, maybe this seems to be an improvement to the property that is a good value for everybody and, you know, neighbors and everybody else. So I understand the fun of the philosophy about it, but that's just kind of my two cents on it.
Thank you. I don't know, we all seem to be in a slightly different place on this, but, you know, just plucking a number out of a hat, it would be easier for me to approve it if we slid the whole boathouse about 3 feet away from the property line. And I say that largely because Andy hasn't identified any hardship with that at all. It just wasn't his plan. But I don't know. That's why I was asking you, is there some hardship of cost, or is there some hardship of moving it, giving us a few feet from
there,
the property?
There may well be. I haven't investigated it, and that's why I said I don't know, because I don't know if the cost would change. I think the view from my window would shift by moving it over.
Would there be? I don't think a lot. I mean, the view, yeah, it affects it some, but not. I don't think that's an enormous hardship, the change of the view there.
Andy, would it be a hardship if we could stay on this for a month and we find the information on the financial hardship of this?
Sure, that's fine.
I'm just wondering, but this 3 feet, and what your request is actually quite reasonable, but if that quadruples the price, then, you know, is that something that we have to consider as well on that aspect of it?
Yeah, I'm happy to get it quoted both ways and get back to you and address it again. Do you guys meet every month, or do you skip some?
We do. I did not anticipate a meeting because we didn't have an application. I do have training in Athens during our August meeting. I can try to make it back in time. Should be able to, but that's a wrinkle. Sorry, another work responsibility, but we didn't have anything on the agenda. So, you know, when I signed up for it, I was in the all clear.
Well, what if we were to approve it with a 3 foot movement? And if it turns out that it's too expensive or not reasonable, then we readdress it.
What are the logistics of that? If we approve it and he says I can't do that. If we approve it with a move.
Yeah, I think it's harder to do it that way. I think it's better to hold off.
Because otherwise he'd have to reapply.
Reapply. Mm-hmm.
You guys, I'm just one of five here. So that's just, you know, you guys are welcome.
Yeah, can I move then something now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I move that we approve it as is.
A second.
All in favor? Is there any more discussion?
Let me just say that I think one of the things that we're grappling with is setting the precedent of doing something we haven't done before.
Which, accordingly, we're not supposed to have precedents.
Right.
That's correct. There are no variances or no. There is no precedent because every case has a unique set of circumstances. They all do.
Dan was very precise in his language when he said consistency, not precedence.
Right.
Okay.
Consistency of thought process. Right. Yeah, that's, I think, it should be.
We didn't approve any visual adding to height or width or things like that that would affect the views. That's, I feel comfortable with it, that we are consistent here. Which is why I move that we approve.
Any more discussion?
And a second.
Yep. Any more discussion? Mm-hmm.
Any more discussion?
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Do I have to vote?
Yes.
Do I?
I mean, we changed the bylaws, I think, so that you did vote not long ago, probably in the last 3 years.
No, that I can, but do I have to?
Generally speaking, if you want to abstain, if you want to abstain, you really are supposed to have a legitimate conflict to abstain from voting.
Okay. All opposed? Did you vote for it?
I did not vote. I was expecting to abstain. But I will vote no.
Okay. And I will also vote no. So motion passes.
3-2.
3-2.
Thanks for your consideration.
All right. Good work, Tom.
May I add a brief conversation?
Oh. Thanks. That's good. All right. Next item, Planning and Zoning Variance 25-07, 266 Lakeshore Drive, Variance Section 781976 and Section 78141, add a pergola on top of a non-conforming deck with a 5-foot rear setback.
And just a point of clarification, it's really 4.25 feet.
4.25
it's really
rear
close.
Setback?
Yeah.
We're rounding up. All right.
That's why I wanted to get on the record. It's really 4.25.
No,
just if
good.
We end up granting it, it's 4.25. Yep.
Okay. Please introduce yourself and your address.
Erin Glenn, 266 Lakeshore Drive. Nice
Welcome.
To see you all.
All right. You guys had a chance to go through this one?
Yeah.
Yep. Do you have any pertinent information that's not included in here that we could consider?
I think it's all there.
Okay.
I have a question clarification for you, Lee. In the application, it indicates that the ordinances may change, that this would be a moot.
No, what I told Jeff was we are in the process of updating our ordinances. You may want to make a note. You know, I've been telling everybody, this is your chance to plug into this process. If you've got feedback, if you feel like you've been unduly harmed by the current ordinances, please share that feedback. There's been no discussion specifically about this particular type of construction.
Pergola?
Correct.
Okay, I have a question. You guys state in here that it's partly about privacy from the road and from the house over there. I don't usually think of a pergola as providing much in the way of privacy, so how will that work?
Well, it has a lot of opportunity. I mean, you can hang plants. It's kind of my thought process is some ferns.
Gotcha.
Directly where the view is from our neighbors, I think if, in fact, like a plant this size would obstruct what I would like it to obstruct, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, we've also thought about some hanging lanterns or something there as well. I actually have kind of a picture of, this is my kind of info, but, you know, it wouldn't obstruct like seeing through to the trees and the lake and that kind of thing. But of course, for us, we feel like we could do some hanging things.
This is from the side.
That there's a privacy screen here. So that's intended also to, from the neighbor looking in to your house, or here, what says privacy screen here?
Plants, it says.
Yeah. With plants,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have?
Where is the house?
Oh, yeah, it says plants.
You're concerned about it. Over here?
Over here.
Okay. So.
And the street is up here. And my.
That's just an example of what she would like to do.
Okay.
That's not actually a picture of her.
Got it.
So.
If we could do this, that'd be great.
That part's not existing.
Is this lattice down here at the bottom? Is that what you have depicted?
So before we took it down was the railing. And the railing needed to come off. It was falling apart. So the thought was that if we did some sort of lattice and did like a jasmine or something that could grow, that would be aesthetically pleasing, of course, but could potentially provide also some of that further privacy.
Gotcha.
And I'm not sure if it's mentioned in there too, but until about 3 p.m., especially right now, the sun is beaming onto that part of our deck and into the house as well. So, you know, I can't help but think of energy efficiency as well. I think if we could get a little more shade to that spot of our, it's a the sliding doors actually are the entire wall of that room. So there's a lot of light and heat coming in through that part of our house.
But you would not put roofing on this structure?
No. And we don't want it to go above the roof line either.
Have you started setting the posts near the house?
There are two posts set.
What are the, I can't remember what, I guess there would be no way to put any kind of roofing material, not that you guys would, but when you guys sell the house, you know, because what I see, again, not you guys, the next person,
yeah.
What I see them doing is sliding some plywood up there and some screen around there, and now you have a nice screened in porch 4.25 feet away from the lake.
So all I can say about that is that the two marshals that are sitting here today and who, you know, unfortunately aren't immortal, do a great job of keeping an eye on when things are changing out in the field. They're like hawks. They notice pretty much everything. So there's not a lot that gets by these guys, but I'm just saying it really depends on who is in that role to be able to notice somebody that under the fly of night goes out and does something simple like that. So I can't promise you people are out there doing stuff all the time without permits or without checking in to see if they can.
But no one is going to even think that they need a variance to go put some corrugated white Home Depot roofing stuff on top of this pergola.
And probably no not.
But they would be notified.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the Glens didn't think that they needed a permit to do this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're right. That sort of thing comes up with us a lot.
What's the viability of making it flat so that putting roofing on it becomes more problematic as opposed to slope?
It actually is flat, and I asked Jeff about that. The rendering makes it look like there's a little bit of a pitch to it, and there's not a pitch to it. It is a flat, taut pergola.
Oh, this is flat, the pergola?
Because I had the same reaction to the rendering.
Yeah,
it looked to me like there was a slight pitch to it, but there's...
drawing does look like that, yeah.
Not. I emailed him about that and clarified that with him a while ago.
Put something here to raise it underneath my corrugated board. So. It's pretty sloped.
I know. Yeah, it's not planned to... I mean, it is literally... I said this... copy this, and he's usually good at copying what I find pictures of. So there's no plan to slope. And I guess the only benefit to that would be there is a large amount of stuff falling down from the trees that are right up against the house. So that could be the only advantage maybe, but that's not the intended look.
We live in the woods.
Yeah.
Snakes and spiders.
This is a little bit reminiscent of a case we heard once where somebody right back here wanted to do something well within the 40-foot setback in the back, and because of it wasn't going to impact anybody's view of anything at any time, now or in the future, we approved it. And to me, because of where the house next to them is located and the distance for the road, it feels... But it's also taking a non-conforming structure and making it more non-conforming.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
It's with you people. Can't you bring something easier?
That's right.
We did not make it non-conforming to begin with.
Zip for the uneasy.
I know. They're getting harder.
They're getting harder.
Because there's more impact on the potential projects because more and more stuff's constructed.
Cramming it into a small space.
That's the problem here, generally.
But this is not impacting the footprint, right?
No.
Correct.
It's not making...
No.
And there's some question in my mind, because I think it is making it more non-conforming. The question becomes pergola and an open-air structure... I'm having a tough time.
Which is why I think I told Jeff, if you feel this way about this rule, please weigh in on that, because I think I've seen in other codes that there are certain structures that are exempt from getting permits. And I believe that in some places, pergolas are one of them. And so I think that you're right, George, that, you know, this may be one of those things that could end up being, you don't need to worry about zoning compliance for this type of structure. I'm not saying we're going there, but it's worth, I mean, you know, that's not completely ridiculous to say, you know?
And the view impact of this, it's a rear setback only, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there's not a house past them that would be, that this would block their view up the lake or anything like that. So.
Yeah, they're
this
close,
is against
they're
the house, I mean, so there's really no impact on the view either.
And help me understand why it's more nonconforming.
Well, we have kind of held that it's something that's nonconforming at this level, when you bring it up, it's becoming even more nonconforming because you're blocking even more view in the case.
The volume takes up more of the nonconformance.
Like if it was a roof.
Right.
Right.
But like if this was a fully enclosed second floor, obviously, it would be more nonconforming. It goes back to my earlier comment about pergolas, though, on the other hand.
Right.
Well, plant stands.
Exactly. I mean, the plants have some support. She's putting in some support for her plants.
Yeah. But you did raise a good question. You know, can somebody enclose it in? And if we didn't have our eagle eyes there, it'd be possible. But seems unlikely.
But I think you can't weigh the variance on whether somebody might do something that they're not allowed to do because you got a variance on something that's not.
Well, and the other problem is we could say no to this and you could go line your deck with 8-foot tall fir trees, you know.
We thought about that.
Yeah. For the privacy, and then it would be more opaque than mm-hmm. the pergola. You could ever make the pergola.
Though I wouldn't. I don't know if it's make a condition, but tying the approval of a pergola on top of this that is open, nothing more than lattice on top, and you know, it's no
side,
side screens.
No structural additions to it.
No screening.
No, yeah, something like that. I'm not sure exactly how.
But she's talking about hanging plants to block it.
Right.
You're just saying no structure,
no
permit.
Keep it open.
Keep it open.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Or whatever you fill it with green.
Yeah.
I consider this being a support structure for her plants, so you can kind of guess at where I'm
at. Do I hear a motion?
I move that we approve this as is.
Did you want any conditions put on there?
I'm going to count on your goodwill so that I don't have to think of the word good words. Keep it open.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Citizen comments. Anyone? Rob, anything?
I feel like a monster already, so.
You have nothing on here for the discussion session. Anybody have anything you want to talk about before we adjourn?
I don't mind asking our engineers, our planners, to consider pergolas exempt from permitting.
Okay.
Is there a good definition of pergola?
That one right over there, it's got a roof on it.
Is that still considered a pergola?
I think we're going to leave that. I think what we do is just make the suggestion to them and let them figure out the details. And if he comes back and says it's impossible to define them, you need to just make everybody come in for a permit, he could go that way. He might have really good definitions. We're paying him very good money to answer the hard questions. So
every pergola is different.
Yeah. Well, there's arbors, there's pergolas, there's all kinds of things. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Come down from on top.
Well, then you've got the lot coverage.
All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn then?
So move.
Second. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
8 o'clock. Straight up. Thank you, guys.